One night while walking home, I could not remember where I had been. I found myself all alone, with the stain of sadness on my jeans. With rock in my pocket and blues in my shoes, I walked as fast as my mind would carry me. I had hip-hop in my step and jazz in my swagger, moving as in a trance. Destination did not matter. I noticed some grunge on my sleeve. It was dirty. Couldn't work out how it got that way. The last I recalled, I was grooving to some funky reggae. I thought of all the folk I once knew and the soul-searching moments spent together. I could feel my heart pounding like a drum and bass. It did not make for easy listening. Somehow the moment seemed lost, as if sucked into another time or space. Like the ambient passages used by classical composers, I could sense a fusion of past, present, and future as I slipped on a remnant of the new age. The now had not yet arrived. The alternative was to relive the past, a past I shared with you. We walked out of the house as the rain drank the dryness from the day. Our shoes slid on the surface of flooded streets. It was a cruise of consciousness. What time do we have to make a good impression when all that sticks to the face is without expression? There are moments when we could have moved, but those moments were stilted. Taking the time to gauge everything we have taken, we slip into slippers of comfort and doubt the doubters. There's a smell, and all I can tell is the sight of my ears feeling the energy of your voice coming to warn me of the coming time. The time comes and goes, but you continue to speak closely and gently into my ear. The light you give me fills the shallow vessel I call mind, the empty jar in which I keep my dreams. The open eye from which I catch a glimpse of your smile. There's not much time left to be late, and it's too late to find the time to make sense of this haste with which you choose to appear to me, stealing my peace, yet giving me something greater, something that does not grate on my conscience. I now remember where I had been, with you, in some other dimension, with you. No more questions, with you, with me, with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Baby, 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 baby Haven't I seen you someplace in this building before?
hit the door. I don't have to put up with that shit. Girls, you know what I mean? Ain't you tired of these little dick ass motherfuckers coming up to you trying to waste your time? Knowing that you're looking good, nice little ass back there. But you see, let me tell you something, girls. A lot of these motherfuckers see us walking by, they want to put their face in our asses and go boom, 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 boom. But they don't know how to ask. Shirt. He had the nerve to be standing up there flexing his narrow ass chest with these miniature ass shoulders. I had to clean my eyes out and ask, motherfucker, is you still there? But we get on down to the waistline. I mean both waistlines, cause it looked like he had to. Then he slides the pants on off, but he kinda turned around. Now ass is okay if you're into that sort of thing, but you know what? It's what's up front that counts. So he turned around kind of slow. Oh, shit. Wait a minute, girl, oh, shit. Wait a minute, motherfucker. Where the fuck that club come from? Do you play baseball? Motherfucker, I know you ain't gonna put all that in me. Girls, you should have seen this motherfucker. Big old hateful, notorious club, girls. Woo! But I said, come on. Nightstand and other one just across the dresser. This motherfucker took 15 steps back to dive in this good hot pussy. Woo shit. Oh, girls, I commenced to scream. Woo! Work this pussy, you big ugly bean eating ass son of a bitch. Woo! Oh, girls, wait a minute. Girls, I then changed positions. I put one leg on the ceiling and the other one just across the closet door. Oh, fuck me. Oh, just fuck this pussy. Just tear it up like newspaper because it ain't built right no way. Oh, shit. Oh, motherfucker, just work this pussy over. Woo, girl, come on.